Reichenbach and Bea and many others. At the time I came into the church, there seemed to be a kind of desert. We went through a period of time after the Vatican Council where a Catholic biblical scholarship wasn't being renewed in the same way that it was before the Second Vatican Council. But I would say that through the work of Pope John Paul II, his leadership, and perhaps even more through Pope Benedict XVI and his recent book, Jesus of Nazareth, and his encyclicals and all, I mean, we were looking at somebody in the chair of Peter who may be the most accomplished biblical theologian in the history of the papacy.
Right.
I think he is.
Well, I remember your comment right after his election that you thought he was the greatest biblical scholar since Peter.
Yeah.
Who, of course, had a hand in writing the New Testament.
Now, by biblical scholar, I don't necessarily mean a highly trained technical exegete who just could write 500 pages on, you know, one clause or one term or, you know, a word study.
Right.
But someone who really gets the whole of Scripture in the light of sacred tradition and just is able to expound it in a way that a little kid can get it, and yet at the same time a professional theologian would be challenged.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I really want to talk about today is your marvelous book, Covenant and Communion, the Biblical Theology of Benedict XVI, because I think you really helped to unpack for just the average reader what is the remarkable record of Pope Benedict in the area of biblical studies and biblical theology.
Yeah, I look at this book, Covenant and Communion, the Biblical Theology of Pope Benedict, as something of the proverbial snowball. It started off at the top of the hill as a talk that I gave out in Southern California shortly after his elevation to the chair of Peter. And then that turned into an article for a magazine, Lay Witness, and then that turned into a journal article about 10 times longer for Letter and Spirit.
Right.
And then I used the Letter and Spirit article in Rome to teach a course in the Biblical Theology of Pope Benedict twice now for about 100-plus students, until that just kept growing until finally it became something of a book manuscript. And it was thrilling for me, especially because I sent it off to a Protestant publisher, Baker. And Baker is well known in the world of Christian publishing as really the top.